Welcome, bienvenue et bienvenidos a todos. And today, for all the podcasters, we are traveling to Mexico with my guest, Mr. Ivan Cornejo, Director, International Financial Institutions at Nacional Financiera, for short, NAFIN. So, Ivan, I'm very happy to connect virtually today. I'm connected from home in Montreal, Canada, and I believe you are calling today from Mexico City, correct?
Correct, Sandra.
Excellent. So before we start, let me take a moment to review some of your life achievements. So Ivan, you are director, as I mentioned, of international financial institutions at NAFINSA in Mexico. And before taking on this current role, you oversaw the implementation of priority programs in line with NAFIN's mission and the identification of needs for technical assistance that allowed the adoption of international best practices among development banks. You have extensive experience in negotiating long-term credit lines with international institutions. And for the past years, a lot of your work has focused on funding of renewable energy, energy efficiency, and geothermal energy programs. And finally, in a similar vein, you also played an important role around NAFIN's accreditation process for the Green Climate Fund. And we'll get back to this important achievement. And as you know, green is popular these days. And we are very pleased at the Montreal Group to have an expert like you around this field, because as you also know, a lot of what the Montreal Group will focus on for the year and the years ahead will be around climate. And quickly about NAFIN. So first and foremost, congratulations to NAFIN's anniversary. Nacional Financiera has been contributing to the economic development of Mexico for over 87 years. I didn't know it was that old. So congratulations, a lifelong history with Mexican micro and small and medium businesses. And as a second floor institution or indirect lending institution, as we also call, NAFIN facilitates access to MSMEs, entrepreneurs, and priority investment projects to financing and business development service through different tools. And one of these tools is the prevalent program of cadenas productivas, so productive chains. So here's my first question, Ivan. Could you start telling us a little more about this unique offering of NAFINSA to Mexican businesses that you refer to as the cadenas productivas?
Thank you, Sandra. Yes, it is quite an accomplishment. As you know, NAFIN was created in 1934, and since then we have worked to promote the economic development of the country by facilitating access to finance for MSMEs, as you mentioned, entrepreneurs, strategic investment projects, and other entrepreneurial development services in order to boost innovation, improve productivity, competitiveness, job creation, and regional growth. As you know, our main target are MSMEs, and in order to support them along these years, we have developed different programs, including the one that you mentioned, Cadenas Productivas. Through this program, NAFIN offers immediate liquidity to companies, focusing primarily in suppliers of large companies in the private sectors, as well as the federal, state, and municipal governments. This has been one of NAFIN's most successful programs, and because of that, we have received requests from some Latin American development banks that want to understand more about how the program works, the platform that was developed, a system called NAFINET, in order to replicate this model in their countries.
And to understand a little more, that's for me, this is done indirectly through the network of banks in Mexico, correct? It's not money that is lent directly to the Mexican entrepreneurs.
Yes, it is an e-factoring, and it's made through the financial intermediaries. That's right.
Excellent. NAFIN's strategy for, let's say, the 3 years ahead places financial inclusion of MSMEs in Mexico as a key pillar of the economic development. What specific actions is NAFIN undertaking to meet this financial inclusive objective?
Talking about financial inclusion, we have another very successful program of our institution, and this is the guarantee program. Through this program, NAFIN encourages the allocation of credits in better condition for micro, small, and medium enterprises by sharing the exposure risk with the financial intermediaries, so that in the event of default, NAFIN pays the financial intermediary the percentage of coverage that has been agreed, and the financial intermediary continues with the recovery process. The guarantee program operates as a second-tier mechanism, and it is focused on developing priority sectors and regions in the country. As you know, Sandra, NAFIN has also developed programs that target specific groups in order to promote financial inclusion, just as you mentioned. One of the sectors we have recently targeted is women entrepreneurs. NAFIN has the Mujeres Crezcamos Juntas program that seeks to promote the entrepreneurial culture among Mexican women. It is addressed to women who own a business with at least 1 year of operation and want to improve their business in the short and medium term through financing. The program allows access to resources under the preferential condition and represent one of NAFIN's efforts to promote financial inclusion for groups with limited access to credit.
Oh, excellent. Yes, women entrepreneurs is a topic dear to the Montreal Group members, as you know. And out of curiosity, is NAFIN doing anything specific for other underserved groups?
There is a program that's supporting young entrepreneurs also. And there is a lot of opportunities in order to support some other sectors, underserved, as you mentioned, and as priority sectors, maybe in the regions that are not wealthy as the north in the country.
Yeah, most remote areas. Excellent. My other question is around green, a field that you know. So recently, FIN became an accredited entity of the Green Climate Fund, which is the world's largest climate fund dedicated to helping developing nations to take climate action. So this is less something that is less familiar to Canadians or to other developed nations that are around the table of the Montreal Group. So what does this accreditation mean for Mexican SMEs, for instance, that are dealing with NAFINSA?
The accreditation as a direct access entity to the Green Climate Fund was a huge achievement for us. And let me tell you, it was a lot of work too. But we are very happy because NAFIN is now the first development bank in Mexico to become an accredited entity of the GCF, which will allow us to access to the GCF resources for up to $250 million to support innovative climate change projects. I think, Sandra, that after all these years working together in the TMG, you know that one of our main goals is to support the micro, small, and medium enterprises transition to a low carbon economy. This is of our particular interest considering that MSMEs represent 98% of all companies in Mexico, and they are responsible for 17% of the country's total energy consumption and 12% of this total greenhouse emission. Therefore, we are certain that the accreditation to the GCF will be key in supporting these efforts. The following step with the GCF is now to negotiate and sign the accreditation master agreement. And once we have completed this stage, we will be working towards presenting a concept note and funding proposal for a program to promote energy efficiency in MSMEs. And we're also very interested in presenting another concept note and funding proposal for a program in the transportation sector, which is one of NAFIN's current priorities. NAFIN's accreditation to the GCF is definitely a great accomplishment, not only to help us support projects in Mexico that lead to an ecological, an economic, and social development, but also because it has encouraged the institution to adopt international best practices on environmental and social safeguards, and it is quite innovative and important for us. We believe that in the near future, we will also be promoting the adoption of these best practices at the project level, and thus within the MSMEs, which sounds like a huge but also rewarding challenge.
Yes, absolutely. And on this last note, I'm also curious to know if NAFIN is thinking of supporting MSMEs with technical assistance as it relates to better understand how they can play a role in the net zero agenda? Or is it at this stage mainly financial services that you're looking at?
That's the idea that we have for one side, the financial credit and maybe guarantees, and in the other side, the educational program to create capacity in the Mexican MSMEs.
Excellent. So we'll be following this closely, as you know, Ivan, because it's of great interest to all of the other banks around the table at the Montreal Group, whether they come from developed nations or developing ones. If we go now to your expertise as it relates to international relations, we are all very much aware of the recent COVID-19 outbreak and how long it's been taking place, and it's not over, unfortunately. For the first time, all economies were faced with the unknown. How has this worldwide phenomenon, as it relates to the COVID outbreak, how is it shaping the way NAFIN is looking at doing international relations with counterparts or other international organizations?
The pandemic caused by COVID-19 has triggered one of the most difficult global economic crises. In this regard, I believe that international cooperation will be crucial to the economic recovery, particularly in developing countries. NAFIN has been able to strengthen its funding strategy by collaborating with international finance institutions to obtain long-term financing under the best terms and conditions and support MSMEs in their recovery. The current global economic crisis represents also one of the most difficult scenarios for climate resilient and low emission projects at the global level. The global pandemic has pushed regions and cities to find solutions to increase their health and economic resilience. The pandemic has also reminded that regions and cities need to be prepared to face other important global challenges, such as climate change, which requires the transition to a net zero carbon economy. Given the above, there are some lessons that could be useful to tackle similar challenges, such as climate change. For example, adopting local-based policies, in particular, urgent in light of large and persistent inequalities in region performance in many countries. Policymaking has to occur at the right scale, taking into account functional urban areas and rural urban linkages. Another important thing that I would mention, Sandra, is that the support of multilateral banks in private finance is also crucial to continue improving climate resilience and low emission portfolios. Development banks play a very important role by assuming market risk that other players are not willing to assume, in addition to having extensive knowledge of the local sector and are capable of combining various types of financial instruments to cover the needs of the projects, such as donations, international loans, and technical assistance from international institutions. Furthermore, I think that we should also learn from some of the lessons that the COVID-19 crisis has left, particularly when it comes to taking advantage of technologies. By promoting digitalization in our institutions, we could boost productivity by creating new tools that allowed us to have a closer and more efficient relationship with our clients. For NAFIN, micro, small, medium enterprises, and also the financial intermediaries. We could also develop more personalized products and services to offer to our clients based on a better understanding of their needs and behavior. And we could also strengthen regional business relations. At the same time, we could be helping our clients to better manage technological risk by offering training and best practices on cybersecurity and developing data protection and business continuity plans, which will strengthen their business models. That's what I think.
Wow. Well, you've also answered the next question that I had, which was NAFIN being a member of the Montreal Group, and it's, you know, now we're 11 different SME-focused development banks around the table. All of them have they have as a common mandate to support domestic SMEs in their respective countries. However, the way they do it differ, right? So some are mainly indirect, such as NAFIN, but you have BDC in Canada that will be mainly directly lending or giving technical assistance to Canadian SMEs. And then you have the hybrid model like BPI in France or Sowelfin in Belgium and so on and so forth. And we have members that you're close to, such as BNDES in Brazil, but we also have China, India, Finland. you know, it's very broad. So the question was, with this very unique network, you've already mentioned a lot of areas of great interest for Innofin for the year ahead, probably to try to get, you know, what are the best products or services, whether it is for digitalization, more specific products for niche industries, training, anything that you want to add there that could be in and for climate. Obviously, I think that was obvious from the previous questions. We can definitely, and I concur, we can definitely learn from one another about the best practices and what is it that we can do that doesn't exist yet for in support of SMEs transitioning towards net zero. Anything missing there that we should cover at the Montreal Group?
Well, as a group of banks operating under different economic and cultural scenarios, we have seen in the last year that the recent developments in finance, such as sustainable and green practices and digital business model, have demonstrated that the importance of having a reliable exchange of best practice among the TMG members. New finance practices are implemented across different markets, no matter their geographical location. Our duty as the TMG members is to share among ourselves our knowledge and experience on issues such as risk management, bond syndication, etc. As you know, Sandra, because of the close collaboration we have had, I have always considered that exchanging experiences and best practices among us members of the TMG is really useful and adds a lot of value to our institutions. Although our realities are diverse, I think that we also face some common challenges. And I have seen firsthand how sharing and everyone's perspective on different topics helps strengthen the design of programs and even the proposal that we really internally present in order to support MSMEs, which is the main target of the TMG.
Absolutely. How we can better support each other in doing better in supporting SMEs to adopt technologies, the adoption of technologies. I can only speak to Canada, but even though it's a developed nation, it feels like even though we've been talking about the importance of SMEs adopting new technologies, it seems like it's been raising awareness for 10 plus years. I think we're at the stage where they actually need to take action. Do you feel it's the same in Mexico? What's the state of adoption for new technologies?
Yeah, that's right. I believe it's the same in Mexico. With the pandemic, we all the micro, small, medium enterprises has come to the electronic markets. And it is very important for us to pretend to foster that MSMEs adopt the digital technologies, online platforms, blockchain ecosystem, and even also artificial intelligence. The idea is to optimize their current programs. The idea is that we help us to optimize our current programs and services offer. It would also boost innovation of financial services and products and foster productivity and growth for MSMEs. I believe that we have a lot to discuss and develop on this regard, and this will be a topic of great interest for NAFIN in the coming years.
Excellent. I take great note of this. Data-driven, AI-driven, advanced analytics-driven, we can definitely move the needle if we have a good understanding of the best practices, whether they are in our home country or in one of the other countries. On a final note, Ivan, muchas gracias. Always such a pleasure to connect with colleagues from Mexico, a country I've had the chance to live in a long time ago, at the time that we called the Ciudad de México DF, Distrito Federal. I think that's gone. And I think also the colors of the taxis have changed. It was green at the time I was there, and I think it's pink now. Is it still pink?
That's right.
Excellent.
It's still pink.
I love pink. I love pink. Well, excellent. I think it was very insightful for me as Secretary General for the Montreal Group to hear all these ideas and areas of interest for Innofin. And we'll make sure that we have great discussions for 2022. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Muchas gracias, Ivan.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you very much for this opportunity to share what Nafin does from my perspective. I'm very happy, as always, to collaborate with the TMG. And I do believe that the work that we have done here during the last year have benefited our institutions. Thank you again, Sandra.
I concur. Thank you very much.